ladies. As you remember, we asked you to send in letters for Amy. Amy is our friend who is getting out of Dayton Correctional Institution in like days. I mean, like, she's so close. And what we wanted to do was send her letters of encouragement and notes, and we've gotten some. So thank you for those of you who've done it. And if you haven't, there's still a chance. We want Amy to feel so welcome coming out of prison. Imagine what that would feel like, walking out of prison. We want her to feel encouraged. We want her to know that there's a community of women and men who are standing behind her. And the only way we think that we can get her to know that is if you write a note. So would you please consider writing a note to Amy and just encouraging her? We would love for you to send it to ikr@crossroads.net. We want to fill binders, and we actually want to give them to Amy. Oh my gosh, remember that guy, Brian Tome, who was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago? He's the senior pastor at Crossroads Church, and he has a new book, The Five Marks of a Man. And we've created a podcast space just for him to discuss Five Marks of a Man. I highly recommend the book. I'm not a man, and I don't actually have men in my household, but not only do I have a book, but my daughter has a copy of the book as well, because what I know for sure is that the man that I want to date and I want to marry, and the man that I want my daughter to date and marry, would have these attributes, would have these marks. And so I think it's great if you're a young woman, if you're a single woman, to read it. But I also think it's great if you have young men in your life. And guess what? There's a whole podcast. If you stay tuned, there's about 5 minutes of a trailer that's going to come on after my voice. Just take a listen and don't forget to subscribe.
There are 15-year-old men and there are 45-year-old boys. It's not age that separates a man from a boy, it's how he lives. Every great man in the history of the world has shared five key characteristics, five marks. Mark 1, men that change the world have a vision. Mark 2, they take a minority position. Mark 3, they're team players. Mark 4, men work. And Mark 5, men are protectors. We're sitting down with pastor, author, and badass manly man, Brian Tome, for an unfiltered conversation about those marks and what makes a man a man. Brian is the founding pastor of Crossroads Church in Cincinnati, recently named the fastest growing church in America. But you don't earn the title badass manly man for just preaching. Brian is a father of three, grandfather of one, an avid adventure motorcyclist, and camps more than 30 nights a year. Brian's new book, The Five Marks of a Man, is a no-nonsense look at what it means to leave boyhood behind and become a man. It's available now on Amazon. Me, I'm just an average dude trying really hard to stop being a boy and to become a man. My name's Andy, and this is Five Marks of a Man. So Brian, you've written this book. You've decided to point out these five marks about what it takes to be a man. And frankly, it was a little new to me. I'm just curious, where did this even come from? Why is this important?
I share the story in the book. It started the day my son was born, and he sent a stream of urine that shot up into my chest, I believe it was. Fortunately, it didn't get to my face. It was when he was lying down on the changing table or the warming table after he was born, and just trickled all the way down my arm. And I realized that that's basically what I did to my dad. I peed all over my dad when I was 17, when I was 14, when I was in college, even as far as not paying back money I had borrowed from him, taking generosity for granted, having a sense of entitlement, getting drunk and destroying things, getting drunk, wrecking his car, and lying about it. Just a whole list of things. And I knew that I wanted different for my son. I wanted different for me. I didn't want him to be a boy forever. And that launched me into learning what the difference between a man and a boy is. What does that look like? I just kept my eyes open on that discussion or how different males lived their lives. And as Jake came closer and closer to an age where I wanted to tell him he was a man, part of our reason our boys or our young males are so out of control is we keep trying to prove that we're a man. And this always results in immature behavior. I mean, no one wants to prove they're a man and go get straight A's and, you know, and volunteer at the ROTC people, you know, or something like that. No, we generally want to prove we're a man because by drinking too much, by having a conquest of women or something like that. And I just needed to tell him, no, this is what a man is. And so that reflection, I tapped into my database of all the men that I've really been in admiration of. Looking in the scriptures, it just came up again and again. There were five things.
Yeah, so what are those five things?
Well, they're not in any ascending order or order of importance. They're just five things that delineate a man from a boy. Man has vision. A boy lives day to day. A man works, and a boy only wants to play. A man will take a minority position. He's okay recognizing that he's going to believe things, do things that everyone else isn't. A boy will never do that. A boy always has to be in the majority. A man is a protector. A boy is a predator. We're seeing that with all the stories behind the hashtag MeToo.
Yeah.
And a man is a team player, and a boy wants to be MVP, doesn't know how to play well with the others or subvert his desires. Those are the five things that every man has in common. Those are the five things that inspire all of us. And those five things will determine the potency of your life.
Well, that's awesome, Brian. I can't wait to talk more about this with you. The first episode on Mark 1, Men Have a Vision, will drop on Friday, October 5th. We'll do one episode a week on Fridays until we cover all five marks. Hit the subscribe button right now so you don't miss a single one. Five Marks of a Man is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.